This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want as we launch into the third hour of the program here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Just jump into one of those rooms. We'll jump in there with you, and you'll be on the air with us. And you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. And in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
Riley.
And Mark.
Coming up, the interesting story that has hit the world headlines about China allegedly operating internment camps, re-education camps specifically, targeting some people who are Muslims there in the country. We can talk about that coming up here.
The Uyghurs?
Uyghurs, yes, correct. We actually had to look up how to pronounce that particular word so we can
talk about
that. Oh, you did? Oh, good for you.
Kept telling you over and over.
Okay. Well, anyway, so you can talk about anything that you want here on Free Talk Live. And Riley Blake is with us from Anarcho Agenda, which is a podcast that you can download at anarchoagenda.libsyn.com. You're also the editor and daily creator of the Daily Digest, Riley, which
yes,
is...
Yes, I am. It does keep me busy pretty much every day.
It's a short version of Free Talk Live. We do a three-hour radio show that turns into a two-hour podcast after you take out all the, basically, the commercial breaks from the radio show and the news breaks. And you then take that two-hour podcast and you whittle that down to 20 to 30 minutes
right.
of what you think is the best bits in the show. And then it's released on our full podcast feed, which, if you're a podcast subscriber, you already know about that. If you're not, you can go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You can find our full podcast there, as well as one that only has Riley's Daily Digest and other variants on our podcast delivery over at feeds.freetalklive.com.
I'd highly recommend checking out the Digest, especially if you don't want to listen to the entire show and just you don't have a lot of time and you're just commuting from work to wherever you're going and you just want to get Free Talk Live.
Yeah, a lot of people, their commutes are, you know, half hour, 20 minutes, maybe 40 minutes. The Digest is really great for them, especially if you have one of those little podcast player things that have a little speed-up version. So you can get the high points, what Riley thinks are the high points of the show. And I
might be kind of biased, so, you know, there will be some things that I really like and some things that you may not.
That's fine. You're the one putting the work in, right. So you get to decide. So check it out, feeds.freetalklive.com. I know, Riley, you had done a little bit of research in the last hour. We were talking, the discussion came back to religion. We started the show out tonight with the news about the Satanic Temple and their Baphomet statue down in Arkansas. They're trying to get it placed at the state capitol grounds because the state capitol has recently erected a statue to the Ten Commandments. And then eventually that led into just a larger discussion about religion and morality, as we were just having a moment ago. But you had looked into objectivism, and I forget what the reason why we were even talking about. How did Ayn Rand even come up tonight? I don't even remember what it was.
I forget the reason why, too.
Okay.
But I basically found a bit of a blur.
Oh, it was a question on charity.
Yeah, it was
right?
a question on charity. And some I believe the caller made a comment about objectivism
yeah.
and Ayn Rand.
But and you said you were a fan of Rand, but you weren't sure exactly what she would say about charity
right.
or altruism.
But I did find something from the Atlas Society on charity. And basically, in short, charity is the way objectivists would look at charity. And as I understand it, they would look at charity as an investment in the future of humanity. And if you're engaging in charity, you do it because it's something you value and something you want to do and not just to sacrifice yourself and your entire life to devoting yourself to doing something for somebody else. You're doing it because you want to benefit the person around you for yours and their good.
Well, absolutely. I think that, and I'm not an objectivist. I'm not a fan of Ayn Rand by any means. But I do agree with the idea that pretty much all human action, even that which is labeled as altruistic, is actually a selfish act. Because when you are helping another person, it feels good.
Oh, sure.
People want to help really others. And as I was pointing out, part of the reason why charity, you know, matters to people is because they can empathize, because they can put themselves in the shoes of another and say, wow, you know, boy, I wouldn't like it if my house burned down. Here's $20 or whatever, $200 to help you, Mr. Person who had your house burned down, get your, you know, get a new house. Or I wouldn't want to be homeless, so here's some money for some homeless programs that will help people get jobs and, you know, get back on their feet. And ultimately, that's, you know, people are doing that because they want to. They want to feel like they've been able to help somebody. And that's the reason why people get into business as well. I understand that the motivations from some people's perspective seem different. Oh, they're trying to make a profit. Well, it's okay to make a profit.
Exactly, because they're providing you a good and service that you want in exchange for money.
But you cannot provide somebody with something they don't want and have a successful business, right?
No.
So you have to give people – this is like one of the – you know, it's not really a secret in life that if you give people what they want, then you will get what you want in return. I mean, this is like sort of an age-old, I don't know if it's outlined in every religion in the world, but it wouldn't surprise me if some sort of similar teaching like that was fairly common out there. You know, you want to be successful, whether it's in charity or whether it's in business, you better give people what they want. Or it's not going to work out for you. Unless you work in the government, in which case then you just steal it from people.
One of the things that sort of, you know, the golden rule comes to mind is do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And I think that to some extent that just doesn't work.
Not if you're, you know, like a masochist or something like that.
Well, I mean, I suppose you could take it so far as a masochist, but let's, so for me, for instance, I'm the kind of guy that likes, I want my motivating talk to be sort of in rough, in your face, you know, confronting, you know, get your butt out of bed and get to work. You've got a family to support, you know, that kind of thing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I like my motivating talk. But there are many little delicate flowers in this world that do not find that particular talk to be motivating. Right. They find it to be the opposite.
Hmm.
They find it demoralizing. Because, I can't believe somebody talked to me like that. And, look, that's, I mean, you know, if you're going to follow the golden rule says do unto them as you would have them do unto you. So I would use rough talk in order to get these people motivated. Well, it often doesn't work. So I would say that, in fact, do unto people as they would have done unto them. And that will probably, you'll probably be better off. And ultimately, that's what businesses do all the time. They're just trying to provide people a better service.
Our toll-free number here, if you want to join the discussion, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In international news, CNN reporting on China, which has vociferously defended its human rights record at the United Nations after accusations have been made that more than a million of these Uyghur Muslims, it's spelled U-Y-G-H-U-R, Uyghur Muslims have been imprisoned in political re-education camps. The UN Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination has been hearing testimony on the Chinese government's treatment of its Muslim Uyghur minority, among other issues. In their submission to the committee, the Germany-based World Uyghur Congress, the WUC, said they estimated at least 1 million Uyghurs were being held in political indoctrination camps as of July of this year. Quote, detentions are extra legal, with no legal representation allowed throughout the process of arrest and incarceration, said their report, adding that there have been widespread reports of torture. Responding to questions Monday, a representative of the Chinese government called the accusations of mass imprisonment completely untrue. Xinjiang citizens, including the Uyghurs, enjoy equal freedoms and rights, according to the spokesman for China's United Front Work Department, telling the UN panel, quote, there is no arbitrary detention or lack of freedom of religion and belief, unquote. He said there is no such thing as re-education centers, but did add that criminals convicted of minor offenses have been assigned to, quote, vocational, educational, and employment training centers with a view to assisting in their rehabilitation. He says they are not subject to any arbitrary detention or ill treatment there. In a tweet following China's statement, the WUC said China, quote, continues to deny reality, but it cannot continue to hide this crime against humanity.
So re-education camps are bad. But schools, education centers run by the government are good.
We'll tell you more about what is being alleged. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Re-education camps, could they be coming to the United States soon? It's Free Talk Live.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. Zencash recently surpassed 17,000 nodes, which means Zencash has one of the largest node systems of any cryptocurrency. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technological improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available for multiple distributions. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. AnyPay.Global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and we're doing another live edition on Saturday night, as we do 7 nights a week here. Toll-free number if you want to join us on the radio is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we are on Discord at the Discord chat server that we've got set up over at discord.lrn.fm. And you can join one of the call-in lines that we have there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And that us tonight is Ian,
Riley,
and Mark.
As we continue here, we're talking about Chinese internment camps, or Chinese re-education camps, at least this according to a group called the World Uyghur Congress. These are the Muslim Uyghurs. It's a minority group in China, and maybe elsewhere, but it's in China in which they're saying that there are maybe as many as a million of these Uyghurs who are being held in political indoctrination camps as of July of this year. The Chinese government, however, is denying this statement, and the WUC says that China is continuing to deny reality but cannot continue to hide this crime against humanity. China Human Rights Defenders, a Hong Kong-based NGO, that's non-governmental organization, said the, quote, body of evidence of arbitrary detention, torture, and ill treatment is overwhelming. Speaking after China's presentation, Gay McDougall, a vice chairwoman of the UN committee, said, quote, we have to have more than a denial of allegations, unquote, and asked for more evidence from China to counter the claims of the rights groups. For months, the Chinese government, again, this report from CNN.com, the Chinese government has allegedly been secretly cracking down on the Muslim residents of Xinjiang, a province in far western China on the borders of Central Asia, according to reports leaking out of the heavily policed region cited in presentations to the UN hearing last week. The latest alleged crackdown follows a spate of largely small-scale incidents of violence, including protests and attacks on police officers, in which the Chinese authorities have blamed on the Muslim Uyghur separatists, seeking to establish an independent state. So it sounds like they may be secessionists there in northwestern China.
That's not uncommon for people who, you know, don't feel represented by their government to want to create their own. They want to have their own independence.
Exactly. The United States did it when the British government was overly powerful.
Right. And ultimately, I don't know if they covered in the CNN version of the story, but I was looking originally at the Wall Street Journal, which, of course, locks down their content beyond a paywall. If you've looked at one article, they, like, lock you down immediately if you ever try to come back to it. But there they were talking about the government in these re-education camps, or allegedly telling these Muslims that there is no God. And that's what they're trying to essentially educate out of these people, is that the official state position in China is atheism. And that's one of their issues here with these Muslims. They're trying to convince them to stop believing in God. Human Rights Watch claimed millions of Xinjiang residents were having their DNA, fingerprints, and retinal scans collected. Earlier in 2017, the region's Muslims were banned from wearing long beards or veils in public. According to a since-deleted document posted on a Xinjiang government website, the main goal of the scheme was to, quote, fully and accurately verify the real number of Xinjiang's population, to collect the images, fingerprints, iris scans, blood types, and DNA biometrics of those between the ages of 12 and 65. Now, if that happened here in the United States, how many people here would willingly line up and just submit all of that information to the government?
I would hope not that many, because it seems like an overreach of governmental power. But if it comes on the heels of some terrorist attack or something that says, hey, if you do this, you're going to get benefited, I'm sure somebody will fall in line.
They already have it. Basically, they have programs to identify kids if they get lost or stolen or whatever.
Yeah, but you usually have to go down voluntarily to the police station to have your kid fingerprinted for that
program. All you need is some crisis that occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got your reason. Okay, you said whether or not the United States government does it. It does it. These local governments do this. So
I don't know if they're doing iris scans quite yet at that level.
If they ramped it up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, something catastrophic occurs.
Yeah.
That's how this goes.
Sure.
You know, problem, reaction, solution, right? That's how the government does this whole thing. Mm-hmm. So they wait for something terrible to happen. Don't worry, something terrible will happen to a kid at some point. And then, well, we need to get all the DNA and all the iris scans and the dental imprints and, you know, this, that, and the other. Everything that we need to get, this is helping us solve the problem. We'll bring the FBI director out, and he'll give an important speech about how every American can do their patriotic duty, and blah, 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 blah.
Stop the terrorists, right?
Right.
And submit all your biometrics.
Right. And this is going to be the new thing for the census or whatever.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to bring up the census here because a lot of Americans are very obediently filling out this census, which does way more than what it's constitutionally, you know, tasked to do. Every 10 years, they're just supposed to ask constitutionally, as I understand it, how many people are in the household. But they ask dozens, and from what I understand, dozens of questions. I've never actually looked at it because I refused to even answer question number one when they came by here. So it's something to think about.
I asked, when the census worker came to my house, I asked her all the questions that she asked me.
That's cute.
And I wrote them down.
You wrote her answers down?
Yeah. I threw them away after she left because I don't really care. I just want people to understand how invasive this crap is.
Yeah. That, it really is invasive, and people just willingly give up information.
Well, and that's what I wanted people to think about here, because not only is this, you know, terrible news out of China that they allegedly have re-education camps, and there may be as many as a million of these you know, people that have been forced into them. And when I asked, could this happen here, or, you know, will re-education camps be coming to the United States next, I mean, I wasn't joking about that. Just because it's happening somewhere else in the world doesn't mean that it's impossible here. And if you have the idea of, well, that can't happen here.
Oh,
well,
it can.
Well, I mean,
I believe it was Mark that brought up, or you, Ian, that brought up public schools, the public school system at the end of the last segment.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have kids spending 12, 13 hours a day in a public school sometimes.
Which is straight-up indoctrination, right. Pro-state, pro-government indoctrination, no doubt about it.
So yeah, probably a little leftist. Certainly everybody listening to me has some problem with something that the government schools are teaching. I mean, the teachers have a problem with some of the things that the government schools are teaching. The administrators have problems with it over and over again. I mean, you can't... From a sociological standpoint, you can't argue that this is indoctrination. This is what indoctrination looks like. Now, whether you consider that a loaded word or not, well, that's up to you. It just depends on how much of the stuff they're teaching you agree or disagree with. That's what it comes down to. But it is indoctrination.
In February, the World Uyghur Congress accused the Chinese government of imprisoning thousands of Xinjiang Muslims in giant political education camps. Xinjiang authorities have not responded to repeated requests for information from CNN on the political education camps or responses to activist allegations, but state media outlets have covered these facilities and touted their effectiveness in de-radicalizing the locals. Information in Xinjiang is tightly controlled. The province was cut off entirely from the internet for 10 months in 2009 and is still subject to greater censorship and surveillance than the other parts of China. So if you thought the Chinese internet censorship was bad in, you know, other places, yeah, Beijing or Guangzhou or however you pronounce that.
I can't imagine why these people want independence.
Yeah, right. We're coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. John Brennan might be only the first to get his security clearance revoked. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
It appears likely President Trump will revoke additional security clearances. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway reacts on Fox and Friends.
You keep those security clearances as a professional courtesy or to keep an unbroken line for the next successor administration if you can be helpful with respect to
advice.
National security. He's proven neither.
Now on Friday, President Trump telling reporters on the White House lawn,
they should be looking at Bruce Orr and his wife Nellie for dealing with, by the way, indirectly Russians.
Then the president says this about John Brennan.
Giving him a bigger voice. Many people don't even know who he is, and now he has a bigger voice.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us here on the radio waves. We're talking about the scary concept of re-education camps. And yes, it's China that we're talking about this, and the Chinese government is denying them. However, there's some pretty scary stuff going on in the northwestern province of Xinjiang, where residents have been having their DNA fingerprints and retinal scans, including also, blood type, DNA biometrics, images of everybody between the ages of 12 and 65. And there's some allegations from the World Uyghur Congress, the Uyghur Muslims, saying that as many as 1 million Uyghur Muslims have been interned in these re-education camps, where allegations are the Chinese government is attempting to basically get them to stop believing in God. So we can continue with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Riley,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times best-selling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And since September of 2013, Tom Woods has been putting out The Tom Woods Show every single weekday, which means he's got about 1,200 episodes so far, including great guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Topics including war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find The Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. As we continue here, a little bit more from CNN in their reports. They say here that the World Uyghur Congress has accused the Chinese government of imprisoning thousands of Xinjiang Muslims in giant political education camps. The Xinjiang government has not responded. In fact, they even cut off the province entirely from the internet for 10 months. You know, a lot of people here say they would never be able to live if it weren't for the internet. And they had no internet for 10 months, not even the censored version of the internet that the rest of China gets.
It's a little terrifying when a government can take away your means of communication from you.
Absolutely. And despite this, details of an alleged political indoctrination program and ongoing crackdown have spread out via diaspora networks and through Chinese media. In May, pictures were spread on social media of Uyghur Muslims being forced to welcome Communist Party officials into their homes to, quote, maintain social stability and achieve lasting security, unquote. China has consistently denied discriminating against Uyghurs and Muslims more broadly, pointing to laws which prohibit the oppression of any ethnic groups.
We have our laws. It's not going to happen.
See? Yeah. I mean, we're the government. Of course we follow
our
own rules.
This is the paperwork. See? We have the paperwork. It's all in order. Don't worry about it.
There's no story here. Go away, media.
Exactly.
For years, China has justified its policies in Xinjiang on fears of terrorism and separatist violence, tying in the threat from radical Islam in the region to Washington's war on terror and the spread of ISIS in the Middle East and beyond. So the same story is happening in China. It's a different level than it is here, but you're right, Mark, in your speculation that if they wanted Americans to line up and give them a saliva sample and an iris scan, all they would have to do is gin up some more fear over terror, maybe have another false flag attack or something like that,
right?
And then say, look, we're sorry, but this is what we have to do. If we want to keep our freedom, you've got to give up your freedom,
yep,
or some nonsense.
Well, that's what they say all the time.
Those arrested by the authorities, however, have included moderates and academics with no links to radical organizations, including Iham Toti, a researcher on Uyghur-Han relations, who was jailed for life in 2014, on charges of, quote, separatism.
For life.
Yeah, so if you are an advocate of secession in China, apparently you go to prison for the rest of your life.
I'm glad it's not that way in America, because I am an advocate for secession.
As am I. And yes, thankfully we do have some semblance of free speech still here in the United States. In an editorial Sunday in the nationalist state-run tabloid Global Times, the paper said Xinjiang had been, quote, salvaged from the verge of massive turmoil by the so-called strong leadership of the Communist Party. The state media editorial said, quote, it has avoided the fate of becoming China's Syria or China's Libya. It said the paper claimed the actions of the Chinese government in Xinjiang had, quote, saved countless lives and blamed the West for smearing their efforts. Quote, we must hold on to our belief that keeping turmoil away from Xinjiang is the greatest human right. Now, that's a strange way to define rights.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oppression are rights.
Keeping turmoil away from an area, what they claim is turmoil, is a human right. That you have a right to be away from turmoil. That you have a right to not have anything bad happen in your life. Is that what they're trying to suggest?
You have a right to protect yourself.
Sure. But
that much is true.
To be protected from turmoil from a government or someone else, I don't know.
Speaking to a United States congressional hearing in Xinjiang in July, U.S. representative to the U.N. Economic and Social Council said detainees are being told to renounce their, quote, ethnic identities, religious beliefs, and mainstream cultural and religious practices. She said further, there are even disturbing reports that young children have been sent to state-run orphanages if even one of their parents is detained in the internment camps. The toll-free number here, if you want to share your thoughts with us, is 855-450-FREE. We go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. David's on the line in San Francisco, listening online. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, how are you? You know, a couple of things I was going to raise about this. I'm wondering if those camps are privatized. You remember...
Why would they be privatized? Everything in China is government-run, basically.
Well, if you know about China, you know, it hasn't really been communist for years. It's if unions are considered some form of communism, unions are basically outlawed in China. And
unions aren't a form of communism. Unions are just a group of workers who've organized for better working conditions in most cases.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because to listen to the typical neocon...
are we neocons?
No, no, clearly
okay,
not.
Okay, then.
But the point is that China hasn't been communist for a lot of years. They've pretended to be, but they, you know, the idea that, you know, if you know, when Richard Nixon introduced the Chinese into the world economy, you know, before Richard Nixon did that with his détente, he basically 2 billion people were ignored by the world. It was kind of one of the most amazing, stupid scandals of the, of history, that for about 30 years, total ignoring of 2 billion people, and the idea that they could have any role in society or in, you know, world development or anything. Total, very strange world.
Well, whether or not China has been communist, you know, officially they're still communist. The Communist Party's in charge.
Communism has never existed on the planet.
But, I mean, even though there's more market activity, there's more, I'm not going to call it a free market, but, you know, they've gone in a direction of a less controlled market in the last few decades. Even though that may be true, what does that have to do with the allegations of whether or not they're running re-education camps? I mean, just because the U.S. government isn't a declared socialist government doesn't mean that there isn't socialism in play in the United States. So what's the point you're trying to make? Are you saying the camps don't exist, or what?
No, no. Do you remember, you know, 10, 20 years ago, everybody was worried about FEMA camps getting developed in America?
I don't think everyone was worried about that.
There were certain
conspiracy theorists out there touting that particular viewpoint.
Right, yeah. And so now we've got ICE camps, there, which are privatized, and, you know, $900 a day to keep kids in a cage and feed them cold bologna sandwiches. $900 a day for privatized companies to do this.
That's a great example of internment camps right here, right now in the United States.
Yeah, exactly. So when you start looking at where the Uyghurs are, and you look at the ancient trade routes, Marco Polo, you know, a couple of thousand years ago, the idea that the trade routes through the Kashmir and up into the Uyghur territory, this is going to be the trade routes for the Middle East, and will be for the next hundreds of years.
I'm not sure what you're driving at. We'll let you make a point here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here, even these remaining moments. We've got enough time for you if you want to join us now. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we've got Discord, where we've got multiple on-air call-in lines where you can join us and, again, talk about what you want. Except if you're on our Discord lines, you'll sound even better than regular old phone calls. Because it's basically a totally high-quality digital way to connect with us. And you can also connect with other Free Talk Live listeners in our Discord chat, which is available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, over at discord.lrn.fm. Something else you can do to help Free Talk Live is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month, and that is money that we invest into the show so we can get on more radio stations around the country.
And that's important because Free Talk Live has a very important mission of spreading liberty around the United States, around the world. So I would recommend donating $5, $10, $15 a month to the show. It's a great show.
We ask for $5, but if you want to do more, you're certainly welcome to.
Thanks, Riley.
We definitely appreciate it, and we're working on a couple of new things that hopefully we'll be able to tell you more about with the AMP program coming up in the next few weeks. And once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only chat rooms on the Discord server, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can learn more about that. Once again, that's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Back to David in San Francisco. You were talking about the Uyghurs, the Muslims in northwest China, the Xinjiang province.
Wrapping the Silk Road into that.
Yeah, you were making a comment about that. Go ahead with what you're trying to get at, David.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, I'm on the Wikipedia Xinjiang page, and it's also tied to the Uyghur Autonomous Region. And if you look at that throughout history, Well, I'll give you an example. You remember the Trojan War, famous old Trojan War of sure. ancient Greece. If you look into the history of that, ancient Greece was, the port was in Troy, but they wanted to sell their goods further inland. But they didn't want to pay duty to Troy, so they basically tore apart the city so that they could land there for free. And they killed God knows how many thousands of their own men, and the whole city was decimated just so they could save a buck on transporting goods. And so if you start looking at Kashmir, which is the entryway to that Xinjiang province, that whole area has been disputed because of some crap maps that the British created 100 years ago. And they intentionally did it when the, well, short of 100 years ago, the 1940s. And they intentionally drew bad lines so that they would be able to call it disputed areas that everybody has always been fighting over. And so that would allow the British to come in and recapture it because those people are just too uncivilized to run that land.
The argument for it, this is what conquerors have done throughout the ages, is sure. they find the two sides that are battling, pretend to take the one side until that side wins, and then they coerce that side too.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when you start looking at the Silk Road, you look at that Wikipedia page I was just talking about, it describes the turmoil that's been going on through the Kashmir and the Silk Road. And when you start looking at the Uyghurs, they're basically the Trojans of the area. Nobody wants to pay them duty rights for, you know, hauling endless trucks or railroad cars or whatever through their territory. And so they're sent to re-education camps rather than, you know, giving them a job. So and I've mentioned this before, that, you know, ISIS is a creation of Dick Cheney. Part of the real scam of the Middle East war that we've been doing for 14 years is that most of that oil would be sent into pipelines and shipped to China's sweatshops rather than brought to America. That's why gasoline prices continue to go up in America, because the sweatshops is where they really want to send these goods or send the energy.
David, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Interesting perspective, and sounds like he's pretty knowledgeable about the Uyghurs. First time I'd ever heard of them. China's a big place, you know, and we don't talk about
it. I can't believe we haven't discussed the Uyghurs on the show, or you just don't remember, I think.
Yeah, maybe I don't recall. What have we talked about with them before? Do you know?
Well, that they're a Muslim subset, and China's been messing with them for years.
Huh. I mean, I've heard about the Christians having a tough time in China, but I don't know if I've heard about the Muslims.
It pales in comparison.
It sounds like it. Sarah's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yeah, so it seems like we're going to have a Democrat, socialist, a female, a Muslim, Palestinian lawyer, and I think she got the primary. So I think she's going to be the next senator out of Detroit. She's going to
take
the place. She's a Palestinian, and she's
Muslim. What's her name?
You know what? I did not
She missed that detail.
Well,
she's just happy to know there's a socialist going to get, you think she's going to get elected?
Yeah, it's pretty much predicted that she's going to get the iconic, the civil rights figure that he's going to leave. She's going to get that district.
Well, nothing's going to pull Detroit out of a economic morass like a little socialism.
Actually, no, it won't.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm joking there. It's going to make things worse.
Oh, yeah.
Detroit is one of the worst places to live in the United States. It has absolutely spiraled down into a total pit of wealth redistribution and government mismanagement and failure.
The U.S. rep really doesn't have that much to do with how things are going in their particular district.
Oh, wait. Was this state rep? Or, sorry, U.S. rep? I thought it was the
county
council.
She's going to get the Senate. She's gonna.
Oh.
I think she's got the primary. I think there's a few in for her.
So you think she's gonna win the Democratic primary and then win the election? Is your prediction?
I heard her speech. She's very popular. She's expected to win and take over.
But you don't remember her name. You heard her speak.
Her name's Tlaib. Yeah, it's Rashida Tlaib, and I think she's going to be the House of Representatives here. I don't think she's going to be a senator.
Okay, there you go. Well, Sarah, you seem to believe in communism. Do you support the re-education camps that the Chinese government has been forcing Muslims into?
Well, you know what? I'm concerned about the social democrat communist people, Cortez, and this lady running for,
No. But you said you're a communist, and so we were just speaking for the last half hour about these re-education camps, these alleged camps that they say that the activist groups are saying there are as many as a million Muslims, the Uyghur Muslims there in China that have been forced into these re-education camps because they don't go along with the communist, plans. They don't fully tote the Communist Party line. Huh?
No, they have so much fake news, and the you twist communism to make it so bad.
Are you
bad,
saying you don't believe that the Chinese would have re-education camps?
No, because the communists here, we want to give free health care. That's what
we're
running for office.
Sarah, there's no such thing as free health care. It's going to be paid for by somebody, by robbery. We call it taxation.
Well, everybody pitches in. Everybody gets a course.
No, they do not. They do not pitch in voluntarily.
What if somebody doesn't want to pitch in?
Well, you know what? We all pitch in. That's the whole system.
No.
They don't want to pitch in.
What if someone doesn't want to pitch in? You're talking
That's socialism for you. You're going to pitch in or you're going to prison.
You're going to a camp. Right, Sarah?
Well, you know what? You took money from us to get free education. Now you get up other people that need
I didn't take
money from anybody.
Yeah, I didn't take anything.
Why did you take everybody else's money to get a free education?
Are you talking about when I was a teenager?
Well, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Ann, okay?
Yeah, she's right. I did go to the government college on a government scholarship.
The Pell Grant that you got
it was state grant. It was a
state
thing.
Right, the Florida Academic Scholarship Program.
Yeah, that's what it was.
He got that from performance.
Gives you money.
I paid taxes, too, so that money was taken from me. So what's wrong with me getting my money back?
I want you to answer
my question. What's going to happen to somebody that doesn't want to go along with your government health care program? What if they just don't want to go with that?
Well, I have no idea what's going to happen.
That is ignorance. That's willful ignorance. I'll tell you what's going to happen. There's going
to
be
same thing that happens
guns.
To anybody who doesn't pay a tax. They're either going to have their house taken from them, or they're going to be thrown in jail.
Right, by men with guns who will kill them if they don't voluntarily
go to jail.
Every
government program should be important enough to throw somebody in jail, and if some people aren't going to want to go, so the enforcers will then shoot them. It should be important enough to kill people over.
Or you can go to the re-education camp that they'll probably put up.
I probably need that.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure. Check out Riley at his show, anarchoagenda.libsyn.com, for the Anarcho Agenda, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Between now and then, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them, around the world, around the clock. Our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Do the
The letters IRS give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.